Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Do you need a massage? I know I do. But did you know it's so confusing upon what massage is actually good for you and what massage can actually do harm for your body? Well, before you get rubbed the wrong way, joining me today is registered biomechanic massage practitioner Gina Leo. Gina, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Jay?
I'm great. Gina, this just talking about this, I feel like I need a massage, but what's so confusing is there's about 200 different kinds of massage, and a lot of us don't know which is the one to invest in for our bodies. So, Gina, what are some of the benefits for getting a massage, and why do people need them?
The benefits of massage are numerous and so diverse. It really ranges from stress reduction to achieving an overall sense of well-being to providing relief of any current symptoms that you may have. It increases circulation in the body, it increases your range of motion, and it can help in the healing process of any sprain or strain that you may have. But ultimately, massage actually re-educates your muscles and body as to how it should be functioning at their optimal level. And everybody has stress, so everybody needs a massage.
It's interesting because, you know, stress, we forget about it, that we are sitting at our desk nearly 8 hours a day. And then we go home, we sit at the table with our family, and then we sit on the couch. So we can be sitting up to 10 to 11 hours a day. And then if we're sleeping wrong and we're stressed throughout the day, that can beat us up a lot. So if a person's looking for a massage, or maybe they're going through the phone book or on the internet, what are some of the most important questions one should ask a massage therapist, and what should people look for, the certain letters after the words that say massage therapist?
Well, definitely any question that you may have that pertains to you specifically, you should ask. But you should also ask the type of massage the therapist offers, what to expect during a session, what to expect upon your arrival, the duration of the session, and even if they have any health restrictions at that moment, if they should be receiving a massage. But I also think, to be realistic, you should also discuss what to expect from a massage, because really only so much can be achieved by a therapist's hand in one session. Like, sometimes you get people who have a condition for years, and then they get one massage and they expect it to be like all their ailments gone. And that's being pretty unrealistic.
Yeah. Yes, people must put a lot of pressure on your hands, meaning in a sense that you're going to be their healer, and within 1 hour's time frame or an hour and a half time frame, you're going to actually cure all their ailments. Is that correct?
Correct. So you definitely need to be realistic and have a treatment plan and know that your body is going to heal, but it's going to take time.
Now, speaking of healing, there's roughly 206 different types of massages. And if people are looking to heal, I'd imagine there's some that are more popular than others. What are the most popular right now?
Definitely the Swedish massage. But Swedish is actually a large umbrella for different types of massage, such as relaxation, deep tissue, sports. A popular one nowadays is definitely the hot stone massage, which it uses hot stones on your body, and it weighs down the body, but it also uses the heat to massage your body, and this definitely helps to release any tension that your body holds. But there's also Thai massage, reflexology, trigger point therapy, and even more specifically, neuromuscular therapy.
Now, you mentioned about the hot stone. What are they're putting them in water and heating them up. How do they heat up the hot stone? Is the massage therapist rubbing the hot stone, or are they just laying them on the person?
It's actually in a pot roast with water, and it's heated at over 300. We put stones along the spine while we're actually using the stones to massage. So instead of my hands being on your body, I'm holding the stone and using the stone and the heat to massage your body.
Wow, in place of your hands.
Correct? Yes.
Wow, that's very interesting. So there's 206 different types. There's got to be a lot of things that people should know about that they should look for and avoid. Two parts to this question. Which massage therapists should people avoid? And which massages should people avoid?
Well, don't worry. First of all, don't worry if you can't find the right therapist or the right massage for you right away. Because sometimes you just need to try different therapies and different therapists to find the right one for you. I always suggest for people to try different ones and see the one that you're most comfortable with. It's definitely a personal experience, so you may need to try a few before finding the right one. Perhaps you can use Yelp right now to read reviews. But essentially, it's all about the energy and connection that you have with a therapist and you feel comfortable with them. But I would be hesitant to return to anyone who doesn't ask what my treatment goals are, if I have any current injuries or medical issues, if I'm taking any medications, or who do not even assess me thoroughly before they actually start touching me. The therapist should always be using like lay terminology, because sometimes they may use terminology that you don't understand. So you might be there just nodding your head, but you're not clear. And really, you're not even participating in your own type of therapy. But even a therapist who doesn't want to educate you, because ultimately you want to be able to take care of your own body and reach a point where massage goes from being a treatment and treating a condition and where it goes to a point, to a goal of just maintaining a healthy body.
Now, maintenance is very important. If people want to start implementing this, is it something we do daily, weekly, monthly, bi-monthly? What is the right time, or is there a right time, or how many times should someone invest in getting a massage?
If you have an acute condition, then massage would definitely be appropriate once a week. But once the treatment is being treated and it no longer is acute, ideally you want to have a massage once a month to every 6 weeks. And really, again, the goal, it goes from being acute condition, treating that, to maintaining a healthy body. But also at the same time, it really depends on what you're presenting in your body. You may feel fine and you're in a maintenance role, but definitely your body can have an acute condition and then you have to go back to once a week.
Now, we're talking an acute condition. Is this like a shoulder injury or joint immobility? What exactly do you mean by acute?
If a person acute wants to say is if you're even out on the golf course and just had a sprain or strain to any joint. That would be acute condition. But also note that sometimes you have a chronic condition and it's been an injury that you've had years, but that chronic condition can become acute. And then that's when you have to go and treat it, such as it being acute condition, and treat it on a weekly basis.
Interesting. Now, in terms of people that you're seeing on a daily basis, are you seeing an older demographic, say 30, 40 year olds? And is there a right time that people should start, say, okay, I'm 18 years old, so I should start getting a massage? Is there any right time or any right age to start getting a massage?
Massage is appropriate for everyone. It's been proven that even as babies, when you do get a massage, babies become much more connected with their parent. They have a healthier body, immune system. They gain weight. But it's pretty, if you think about it, after giving a bath to a baby, the mother naturally puts cream on the baby. And they're really essentially already massaging the baby. So if you think about it, we're actually getting massaged as early as being a baby.
Oh. We have about 30 seconds, Gina. Any last tip for any newbie or person listening to this? Say, hey, I want to get a massage. About 10 seconds, Gina.
I would say try as different type of massages and as different people and find the right one for you. Everyone's different. Everybody's different. And you just need to be comfortable and find the right one for you.
Gina, thank you so much for joining us today. I think I'd need a massage after this segment. To learn more about getting the right massage for you, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.